Again, excerpt 8. Malchut has no more than a dot, a black dot that has no white in it. If one accepts that dot as the core and not as something superfluous that one wishes to be rid of, but moreover, he accepts it as adornment, then it is called a handsome abode in one's heart. This is because he does not condemn this servitude, but makes it essential to him, the mainstay. This is called raising the Shekhinah, raising divinity from the dust. And when one sustains the basis as his core, he can never fall from his degree, since there is no departure in the core. When one takes it upon himself to work as a black dot, where even in the blackest darkness in the world, the Shekhinah says, there is no place to hide from you. Therefore, I am tied to him in one knot, and it will never be detached. And because of this, he has no cessation of adhesion. And if some illumination, called addition, comes to him from above, he accepts it by way of unavoidable and unintended, since it comes from the emanator without the lower one's awakening. This is the meaning of I am black and beautiful, because if you can accept the blackness, you will see that I am beautiful.
Question. Excerpt number 11, Rabash, the meaning of truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason. Namely, not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not.
That we don't take our will to receive into account. Yes?
Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, he wants me to feel my state as I do. And for myself, I don't care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there's no wholeness in my work, still, in the kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete.
If I annul my will to receive, and I'm only in that point, yearning for the Creator, then I am whole.
As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work that I have the privilege of serving the king, even at the lowest degree.
When I annul myself entirely, just at that to that point, what's the difference? Let's say a baby, as a beast, is annulled by nature, so the mother enjoys him because he's hers. I need to annul myself in order to belong to the Creator in that way. So I am on the spiritual degree aware, and so acting towards the Upper One as his baby.
That too I regard as a great privilege, that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to him at least to some degree. Again, excerpt 12. Must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although, when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. He should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us." Since he has a reason to thank the Creator, and to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
14, Dudi.
Excerpt number 14, Rabash, a land where you will eat bread without scarcity. One must engage in Torah day and night, that the night and the day should be equal for him, as written in the Zohar.
Is attached, adhere to that same task.
In other words, the state of completeness called day and the state of incompleteness called night should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. The consent is expressed by doing his work as if he were rewarded with wholeness. This is regarded as agreeing when the day and the night are equal to him. But if there is a difference, to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is a grip to the outer ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him so there will not be a difference for him. And then he will be rewarded with completeness.
So many compilations here. Here. It is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives the discernment of Achoraim, posterior, discerned as the concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be as glad as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, "I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. And if the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in a form of achoraim, I agree. However, if one still has sparks of reception, he comes to thoughts, and it is then hard for him to believe that the Creator leads the world in a manner of good and benevolent. And this is the meaning of the letter Yud in the name of Havayah, which is the first letter, called a black dot that has no white in it, meaning it is entirely darkness and concealment of the face, which is to say that when one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes black, which is the lowest quality in the upper world. And that becomes the keter to the lower one, as the kli of keter is a vessel of bestowal, because the lower quality in the upper one is malchut, which has nothing of its own. And only in that way it is called malchut, meaning that if one assumes the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is having nothing, and he does it gladly, later this becomes the discernment of keter, which is the vessel of bestowal, and the purest vessel. Meaning, the fact that he accepts the discernment of malchut in the darkness, it then becomes the vessel of keter, which is the vessel of bestowal.